Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This is the fabulous Adam Richard,
and I have a theory.
Oh, hello, chickens. What a thrilling day it is in the world of Doctor Who today. I am recording this on Saturday, which is the craziest day in Doctor Who Twitter that has ever happened. Like, there is seriously a meltdown of gigantic proportions on the internet with Doctor Who fandom, mainly in the UK, because it's been revealed that Doctor Who will be back on the 11th of May, which is my last day of work, weirdly. We're shooting on a Saturday for some hilarious reason. So the 11th of May will be the premiere of the new episodes of Doctor Who with Shuddy Gutwa and Millie Gibson. A double episode. There'll be two episodes premiering. And they'll be premiering at midnight in the UK on BBC iPlayer, which, you know, is kind of normal nowadays to premiere your episodes on your digital streaming bit of business, and then you put them on the rest of the telly later on in the day. So Doctor Who will be followed by the Eurovision Song Contest on the BBC, which you think would be a very big exciting thing, and everyone will be like, oh my god, it's finally, you know, after years getting like the recognition it deserves, going right into a huge event screening. But no, everyone's furious about it being on at midnight the night before, because they won't be able to stay up and watch it, and there'll be spoilers on the internet. Like, that's how we've lived for the last 20 years with everything. Like, you know, Game of Thrones was on at lunchtime, and I had a plug-in for my browser that would block anytime anything said Game of Thrones. Like, so I'd be scrolling through Twitter and there'd just be like a big blank bit with a picture of a dragon that said, this has been blocked. I forget who made it, but I loved it. But that's been our lives forever. Like, that's just how we've experienced it. And as you all know, I get up at 5 o'clock in the morning to watch Doctor Who because I want to and I enjoy it, but also so I can talk with you guys about it. The time that it will be airing in Australia on Disney Plus is the rather relaxed time of 9 a.m. I mean, it'll be a breeze. 9 a.m. I mean, it's going to be difficult for me for this first one because I'll be in Melbourne. So we'll see how we go. But yeah, 9 a.m. Like, oh my lord! I never thought I would be this excited about something being on at 9 a.m. But not having to set my alarm for 5, oh, it's a dream. Like, you guys, you'll be able to just listen to the podcast at lunchtime. if I get it up in time. That's a whole other story. But that's, you know, we've got weeks before that happens. But yeah, the Brits, however, are furious. Like, there is a lot of fury. Someone's starting a petition. A lot of people are very upset about the whole situation. You know. I shouldn't be laughing, but it does. I just find it. Yeah. Like, one of my favorite things is someone has summed it up as Doctor Who fans find out they're getting episodes early, become furious. But also, like, you know, the thing is, like, fans are worried about being spoiled. And I get that. That is something we're all very concerned about all the time. But, you know, I'm sure some of these fans who are furious are the same fans that, you know, go and take photos at the set and send them around. Anyway, spoilers will happen. It is an inevitability. But yeah, so we have a firm air date for the start of the series. So I guess it's every week, 9 a.m. What joy. How exciting. Oh, 9 a.m. on a Saturday. Just, you know, we'll be able to kick back and have the best of times. I mean, it's going to put a dent in my going for a walk around the park schedule, but you know, that's what I do on a Saturday morning. Justin Hamilton from the Big Squid podcast and I go for a walk around the park at stupid hours of the morning, like really early. But yeah, but given that it's 9 a.m., like I can probably watch it at midday. It'll be fine. Like, and just keep the podcast coming out on a Sunday like normal. Like, how do you guys feel about it? Do you want an episode immediately after it's been on? Or because we're in the streaming world now, should it just be whenever you feel like it? Like, you watch The Doctor whenever you want, and then there's a podcast there maybe the next day that you can hook into if you need to. I don't know. It's a new world. It's all exciting. But it's not Sunday at 5 a.m. In a panic. We've got some time up our sleeves. But yeah, let me know how you want to do it. Do you want immediate? Like, well, it'll be like 9, 10, 11. It'll be midday at the earliest anyway, if it was going to be on Saturday. Or are you happy to wait until the next day when it will be on? Because the other thing is, I feel maybe because the Brits, and there are a couple of delightful British listeners who I absolutely love. So maybe we should hold off until the Sunday because they probably want to watch it on the BBC, as has been their wont since time immemorial, rather than having to, you know, watch it as soon as they get out of bed so they can avoid spoilers. But, you know, it's you know, Saturday nighttime viewing tradition on the BBC. But, yeah, so up to you guys. Like, whatever the consensus is, I know some of you are need podcast immediately, jam it into me quickly. And some of you are, no. I need to take my time. Whenever it's ready, Adam, it's ready. So I am happy to run with whatever the consensus is. But yeah, I am very mindful of our UK listeners who may not want to watch it on iPlayer at midnight or when they get out of bed, but may want to wait until Saturday night, their time, which is kind of, I think, when these come out anyway. I think like Sunday afternoon here is, you know, near enough to their Saturday night. Is it? I don't know. I'm not very good with the times. like, because you know why? Because it's sums. I'm not very good with sums. Like Peter would be good at it. Like, text message Peter. He's got, he calls it his, he's got a degree in sums from Oxford. He calls it sums because he's ridiculous. But yeah. It is, I mean, like, this is the new world that we live in. Like, things are just on when they're on. Like, you never really know. It's just like, I've been watching Shogun, which is on also on Disney Plus, which I've been really enjoying. And it's on, I think, Tuesdays? I don't know. Like, I just watch it when I think of it during the week. Like, I've been watching Capote and the Swans. I watched one last night. Like, they're on, they tell you on the binge what time they're on. And it's like 9:30 on a Thursday night. It's like, oh, I'm not watching it then. I'll watch it when I feel like it. I mean, this is the world we live in now. You watch things when you want to watch things. There's no rules. Like, you know, there's watching things when they go out is extremely outdated way of watching things. I say, as someone who makes television that goes out at a certain time every week. But, you know, there's they also show repeats of Hard Quiz that I work on every day. And sometimes, like, the repeats rate higher than some of the other things that are on the channel. So I'm like, I don't know. Ratings, it's a new world. We live in a new world. We have to get used to it. It's like podcasting. I used to work in radio, and once you'd said something on the radio, it was gone forever. But now you do podcasts, and it's like, oh, you know, they're just there for whenever you want to listen to them. And someone might be listening to this, me being excited about the future release of Doctor Who. Someone could be listening to this in 2029 going, oh, wow. Why has he wasted a whole episode talking about that? That was years ago. Anyway, you could have skipped this, I guess. All right, we'll continue with Matt's missive in the next episode.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.